Let us go to the Weather Center and bring in none other than Anthony Jay. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
How are you? Good morning, Marshall. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, and my face is the abscess has gone down about 50%.
Terrific!
And the pain has gone down about 70%. I can actually talk, so I'm a happy guy. It got a little cool last night, which was nice, but walking out this morning, I could feel a little humidity in the air build.
Yeah, and we saw that, and we actually will probably see a little bit of a drop in the humidity later on this morning and this afternoon, but we'll call it moderately humid. We'll take it because it was sultry the last couple days, and we had a couple storms. Did you get any rain yesterday?
In the afternoon, we had some thunderstorms come through the area, but it missed most of our area, but then it all just went away as soon as the evening came. Boom, gone.
Yeah, the worst of it was really towards Connecticut, where there were some power outages, especially in southern Connecticut. But we sort of lucked out here, but I think we're going to be totally dry today. No issues. But tomorrow, a strong weather system is going to come through, so watch out. Rain is coming our way. We'll take whatever rain we can get here in the Northeast because it keeps things nice and lush out there. But I think we'll also have some severe weather on Wednesday, especially across the northern parts of our area. So I think tomorrow's going to be a kind of a wet day with locally heavy downpours and gusty winds, and hail could even fall in some areas. So we're talking severe weather Wednesday. Keep that in mind. Otherwise, the weather pattern is going to trend drier towards the end of the week. And I think we're going to see a cold front come by Thursday, give us a thunderstorm. And then Friday and Saturday look terrific. The humidity will be gone. Goodbye. And we'll have I think Friday will start off in the 50s and top out in the 70s. So I think you're looking real, real good for whatever plans are going on Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's good. That's nice to know. Because, this weekend, I'm trying to think what we have this weekend. We've got Dog Days in Millerton on Saturday. We'll be broadcasting from Millerton. We'll have our gift certificate program and celebrating dogs.
Love dogs. My favorite.
So as long as Saturday's okay with that, then I'll be okay.
It looks A-okay. I don't see any chance of rain at all for Saturday, and I don't think Sunday either. So we're going to look out this weekend. One of the best weekends maybe of the summer, of the year.
Is it still summer legally?
Oh, yes. We still got some time left.
Because the nights don't feel like summer.
Yeah, I mean, well, my favorite time of year is actually what comes next, September and October. Because I'm just in heaven during those months. It's nice. It's warm, but the humidity's gone. And you get days where it's just crystal blue sky for days, 7-8 days in a row, where it doesn't rain and it's just perfect. And then in winter, I just want to crawl in my room and stay inside.
Yeah, I feel the same way in the wintertime. But my favorite time is still the summertime. It is. It is. You know, hot, lots of sun.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid especially, I loved the summers more than anything.
Well, I still love the summer.
I look forward to summer as much as I did for Christmas, like when I was a kid growing up.
Now, that's a little too much to think there now.
Oh, I loved having those weeks, months off. And
You can't compare liking summertime to liking Christmas.
Well, summer lasts 2 months. And Christmas is only, I love Christmas too. That's my other favorite time of year. But that's the only thing I like about winter is, that time of year. But I love, when I was a kid, I was all about my summers.
Well, it is. That's what it is with me. I just love summer, summer, summer. I love hot weather, and I hate cold weather. So, and I hate cold weather so much that I've even given up wearing big winter parkas and stuff. Because what I've done is all my cars have a remote start, so I remote start them in the wintertime, and I go out to them with a normal coat on and stuff like that, and I'll deal with winter that way. I just hate the way you have to dress up for winter, which is, you know, long johns, a heavier pants, a shirt, sweater, a coat, gloves, hat. I mean, it's, I can't stand it. I always hated that. Always hated.
Yeah, especially bad when you're living like where I live, you know, in this, the big city, when you have to walk outside and do a lot of walking and, you know, get the wind in your face. And it's just, you know,
That's why God invented Uber.
Oh, yes. That is a godsend for sure. And that has helped me enormously.
it keeps you out of the elements. All right. Well, anyway, so I wonder how the weather has been on Pat's vacation.
Oh, yes. And he's having a grand old time of that on the Danube River, I think, out there. And you're chilling, doing his thing. I'm going to probably message him on WhatsApp today just to say hi. I don't want to bother him, you know, on his vacation. But
I think I'll send him a fake email from the Yankees telling him he better get back for the start of their next series.
Yes. In fact, I'll be dealing with them tomorrow.
They're on the coast. Yeah. You're fine. You'll be dealing with the Mets.
Yeah, the Mets are home. Yeah, they have a big series. Yeah. So
you'll be dealing with them.
They're going to be bothering me. You know, I'm never going to get home tomorrow. But
No, because there are important games coming up for the Mets this for the next 4 or 5 days. So you're going to be nailed right down to the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be bothering me, you know, all day long. So that's going to be fun. But today, no problems. Tomorrow it's going to be the forecast is very tricky for Citi Field.
Well, you can handle it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is why I'm here, you know. This is why I decided to do this. So it's part of the job description.
All right. Well, we will check with you tomorrow morning, and you'll give us more good news about next Saturday.
Yes, yes.
All right. Take
Unless
care.
Unless it changes, right? No. Yeah.
All right, Anthony. Take care. That is Anthony J. in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.